Rest in peace, Mountain View Market Co-op. We'll miss you. We often fight various internal and external battles, battles to be slender or stronger, or to be more mindful, battles to keep the U.S. quote-unquote culture of fast food, television, greed, racism, hyper-partisanship from poisoning us, efforts to be a healthier person and a healthier community. In several such battles, I leaned on the co-op, where I bought local, healthy food from friendly people. We also saved bucks by buying in bulk, ordering non-perishable items in large quantities. The co-op, along with the farmers market and Toucan, helped me maintain a healthy lifestyle. Frequently, my breakfast is local raw milk on local granola with local strawberries plus co-op blueberries. We lunch on salads and vegetables, mixing what we grow with what our great local farmers grow, often adding tasty co-op to-go items. We buy the Solberg's local honey, which is not only delicious, but can help local folks deal with allergies. Everything's fresher and tastier. I can ask local growers about pesticide use, and we haven't wasted a bunch of precious energy moving food here. And my dollars go into the local economy, not to an endless chain of distant middle folks. The co-op was special, and not just for tasty and healthy food. The co-op was owned and overseen by us, its members. Major decisions got made by the community, not by distant and faceless corporate executives. Not all of those decisions were prudent, unfortunately, but what killed the co-op was that otherwise good and thoughtful people found it more convenient to buy their groceries from the big box stores. Co-ops adhere to these basic rules: voluntary and open membership, democratic member control, one member, one vote, autonomy and independence, and concern for community. A corporation exists to maximize shareholder profit. Consumers are under huge pressure to get all our food, drink, and medicine from a few huge international corporations that don't give a damn about us. They'll gyp us when they can and poison us for a few extra pennies. They have economic power, political clout, and slick advertising. If items grown or made here don't help the bottom line, the chain ain't interested. At the co-op, you could ask questions and even order off the menu. I like local. Coffee at Milagro or Beck's, books from Coaz, baked goods and breakfasts at Ness's, huevos rancheros at Nopalito or Habaneros. For hardware, I check Hayden's first. Above, I said RIP, but maybe Vivat Phoenix expresses the determination many feel to see a newer, slimmer co-op emerge from these ashes.